is that you want. The point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there for free. We've got a lot of stuff on our site, a lot of different items and features. And actually, most of our content now has been created by listeners like you, the main content of the site. When you go to freetalklive.com and you see whatever it is in the main column there, the different items of interest, news stories, videos, blog posts, they were submitted by listeners like you and voted on by listeners like you. And it's a very simple process. You find something that you think is pretty special online, you submit it to our website, and then other listeners will vote whether they like or dislike it. And the most liked of those items will be promoted to the front page automatically by the system. There's no editor. There's no one person who is sitting over the website as the decider of what is and what is not important. It is up to you. So head on over there, get a free account because the whole website's free, and get interactive with the other listeners. Of course, there's other things you can interact with as well. We'll tell you more about those as the show goes on. This evening, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
Dale, with a bit of a sickness going on. What's going on with your voice tonight?
It's like there's something going around the whole cast and crew, basically.
And
it's just got to make its rounds, I think.
You're shooting your first movie. You're a director now. Used to just be a cartoonist, and now you're a cartoonist and a videographer and a director and a producer. And
that's why the cartoons are lagging at the moment.
How's it going? The shoot going pretty well?
It's going really well, actually. Every time we shoot, it gets a little bit more organized, a little bit more efficient, and we're a little bit happier, and we've got great footage, and it's looking really good. We're already pretty close to making a trailer.
Oh, cool.
But I think it's going to be... get people excited about the movie. So
how long? How long of a period of time are you expecting to do the shoot?
I think
you started about a week ago.
It'll be probably a month more, then maybe a little bit of reshoots, a couple of reshoots here and there, and a little bit more lingering things that we're going to get. But the bulk of it'll probably be done within a month.
That's
three
great.
Weeks to a month, I think.
And then after that, editing, of course, is a real...
It'll take at least as long to edit as it took to shoot, I'm sure.
I've never done editing on a commercial video production of any sort. I like video. I like doing work on that stuff. But obviously, I've got my hands full running a radio show and a network and everything like that. So I don't... As much as I might like to do video work today, I just don't have the time for it. But... when I've done editing, it has always been a lot of fun because it's really where you put the movie or whatever it is, the product you're putting, the video you're putting together. The editing is really where it all comes together.
You start to see the product, I think, really coming together then. So I'm sure that's the most satisfying part. I'm not there yet.
It's got to be fun and satisfying all along. I can see that the shoot could be pretty frustrating in some cases. You've got to deal with getting the different personalities together. You've got to deal with conflicts.
I was going to say that on a project of this scale where you're shooting a feature-length film, it is absolutely, it has to be a team effort. And you can't just, we wrote it and storyboarded it and planned all kinds of things and researched the technology we were going to use for it and all that stuff. But what has to happen is getting a whole group of people to work together well. And I can't emphasize enough how much that is crucial to it, and I'm actually seeing that happen, and that's what's the most exciting about it, and what made me feel like it's so viable to do here in New Hampshire, home of the Free State Project, is there are so many passionate people with a range of skills that we could pull together to make it happen, and who would have the motivation to get together and make it happen. And that's what's happening right now. So that's what's really exciting about it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting when you're all done to have you look back and review what it was like and look at what was the most difficult part versus what was the easiest part, what was the most rewarding and satisfying, and what was the most frustrating. I've never, like I said, I've never been involved Well, I guess when I was a kid, like me and some of my friends, we would make little movies with one another, but certainly nothing professional, nothing significant. We'd shoot it in the camera. It wouldn't be any editing or anything like that.
So, yeah.
I mean, to even say I've had anything like your experience would be dishonest. But it'll be interesting to have you reflect on it because it's your first time and you've been learning as you go along. And I think that you're untrained, basically, right?
I am. We've got people with varying degrees of training. who have different experience and training in different areas, but there are gaps. You know, we don't have like a complete team with everyone who knows everything that's necessary. And so we're filling in the gaps sometimes with trial and error. You know, we're reshooting certain things that we looked at and like, that's actually pretty good, but we're going to do it differently and we actually want to reshoot it and make it even better and things like that. And we're learning about, you know, we're learning our own ways of organizing things. We're probably reinventing the wheel a little bit because we're doing things our own way that have probably been figured out how to do better, you know, but it's working for us, you know, it's like, it's what works for us to keep, you know, all the data organized that we're collecting, all this, it is digital, shot in digital, really good digital, but it's shot in digital.
Thank goodness. I mean, yeah. Can you imagine dealing with film?
It wouldn't be viable. The project wouldn't be viable if we had to shoot it on film. Minimum $50,000 budget.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, just outside of the budgeting aspect, because film's incredibly expensive.
Right.
Just outside of that aspect, the hassle of having to deal with spools of film and organizing those and cutting and all of that. Digital is wonderful for replacing film, for sure. And you're shooting it. Are you shooting it in HD?
Yeah.
Is it full HD, 1080p?
It's 1080i.
1080i.
Really good 1080i, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It looks really good. It means that we can do a Blu-ray. It won't really be full Blu-ray, you know. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
But there's
so many other factors besides just, you know, the 1080p.
No.
You know, we've got... Part of it is we're going to be able to get the same sort of shallow depth of focus that you see in film that's really good for getting, like, you know, drawing your attention to something.
Something's really tightly focused and then other things are kind of blurred in the background, that sort of thing.
There's things like that that give it a film feel,
right.
even though it's digital. So,
now, you were originally, you had a script that you were working on, and I'm sure you still got it.
Yeah.
But you were looking at doing that one first. It ended up being that it was just too much, you know, special effects, things like that.
Well, it was too much to do. We decided it was too much for a very first film. Because, you know, like I said, that whole aspect of getting a team together of people that work together well, and that's such a big part of the film, that we decided that film should wait until we shoot something that's got less of those other technical challenges, so we can just focus on putting together a really good story with good characters and simplify locations and special effects and things like that would cause all kinds of complications, so we can get, you know, do a really good film first, and then we can tackle all those other things with more time and with more planning. And
so the kind of effects that you're going to see in this film are basically like, you know, blood effects, that sort of thing, as opposed to...
It's really, you know, it's...
You're not going to have any computer CGI or anything.
It's a slasher film. There's no supernatural things going on. It's not especially gory. There's a couple of moments in the film where it'll be kind of gory, and we know exactly how we're going to do that and things like that. But we're not trying to do elaborate gore or, you know, elaborate makeup. You know, it's just regular people being chased by a killer in the woods. Well, I don't want to say it's just that. I mean, obviously there's a lot going on in the movie, but that's sort of the basic premise, is it's a slasher film and people are being chased. And a lot of it takes place in the woods, so it simplifies locations. Not all of it, but a fair chunk of it. And things like that. So,
and your website is up. It's very basic.
It's really basic,
but
right
it does
now.
Exist
it hasn't
now.
Been the focus of our attention right now.
Yeah,
so,
but it is there, and in the future there will be more available to it. What were you thinking about distribution? I mean, you're not an intellectual property guy, right?
I am not, and
so,
I'm not going to be angry at anyone. No one's going to get sued if they copy the movie, if they BitTorrent the movie, or anything like that. I think that the idea is, really, I want to make it as accessible as possible to anybody who wants to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want someone to have to pay to see this movie. And if you like it, then there's going to be – the idea is to have stuff you can go and get, you know –
DVD.
DVD with extras on it, maybe a Blu-ray version, T-shirts. I'm hoping that there's going to be a buzz going about some of the stuff going on in the movie, and people will want, you know, other stuff that's, you know, that we can make for.
You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. By the way, Dale's website, his main site is anarchyinyourhead.com. New site's going to be inyourhead.biz. We'll come back with more. You can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, bring up anything, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. Head on over there. Enjoy the features, including live streams. So you can listen in live to the show. You can also listen after the fact, because on the live streams, you hear Free Talk Live around the clock. The latest episode plays all day long until we do the next live show, and then that one plays all day, and so on and so forth. So head over to listen.freetalklive.com. You can listen to our broadband stream or dial-up stream. Also, we've got our listen line, so if you're not around an internet connection, but you've got your phone, You can call via any phone that can dial long distance and listen into our streams via your phone. It's a pretty cool little feature. And we don't normally take the time to read those numbers on the air, but here it is, 760-569-7752. So if you want to listen to Free Talk Live around the clock with any phone that can dial long distance, just dial 760-569-7752. This evening it is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Mark arriving a little late, but better late than never.
Sorry about my tardiness. I was staining my house. We actually got the first coat is on completely, and mostly the second coat is on.
Not acceptable.
We've been discussing the filmmaking process.
Oh, I've been listening. There's the radio station in town.
Oh, that's right.
I can listen to you guys.
I was listening to it on the way before the show.
It's exciting to me to be able to hear Free Talk Live. And just in general, the Liberty-oriented content that's on the Liberty Radio Network.
Especially since the radio stations are kind of scant in this area. So having a nice Liberty radio is really nice. And
there are a couple of AM stations, and I can't even get the community station that we're talking about out at my house.
Nor can I get city level signal.
Nor can I get the signal for the 1220 WZDK.
The local AM station.
One of the local AMs.
Right.
The Democrat one.
Yeah.
I can't get that out of my house either. So I can get NPR or just another talk station. WIBQ, and that's it.
So we're discussing, as you know, then the process of filmmaking, and I don't know what else there is to say about it. Dale, of course, is in the process, and I'm sure there's a lot to say about it from your perspective, Dale. You've been doing it, kind of discussing the different avenues, the stuff that you have to do, and I know that you've been storyboarding to some extent, right?
Apparently, well, we did the whole movie storyboarded, but it's Well, when I say we storyboarded it, we described the shots. Like, we didn't try to draw them. I could probably draw them, but it turned out like that was going to be too time consuming for what we wanted to do. From what I understand and from what I've heard from, just the buzz from different people who've worked on films, independent films like this one is, that's one of the first things that gets neglected. I mean, you don't have entire teams.
Sure,
where there's like a whole team of people to handle certain areas of the film.
How many people are artists as well that are also filmmakers?
Right. And so apparently that's one of the first things that gets neglected when you're making an independent film. They just, they just figure it out on the set what they're how they're going to shoot it.
And did you scout all the locations out in advance, or are you still kind of looking?
Yeah, for the most part. No, at this point, we're totally scouted out. We were still scouting as of yesterday.
Okay.
For certain tough scenes. We scouted. Didn't find what we wanted or didn't quite completely feel confident, and then we went back.
It's so, all in New Hampshire, all like the southwestern portion.
Oh, there's some beautiful stuff that's going to be in this film. Oh, yeah. There's so much to work with in such a short distance. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I mean, so there's going to be beautiful stuff in it. And, yeah, we were still doing final scouting yesterday. We had picked a location we thought would be good, but we didn't get to check it out really thoroughly. We got to go back yesterday and do that. There was two tough locations. And we got them really, really thoroughly, confidently. We feel good about them now. So I think we've got all the locations figured out.
How are you keeping sane? Have there been any at each other's throats kind of moments? Because you are in a partnership with one of the other activists up here.
Richard and I are like diametrically opposed personalities. You would not believe. I mean, I have not been so angry with another person in years. Especially since I became a Quaker, I've just been like incredibly calm and at peace, and it takes so much. I don't even get mad at these cops, that are absolute. Well, I won't say, I don't want to say on the air what they are. And I don't even get mad at them. I'm like, they're really misguided and whatever.
You have a challenge.
But he manages to push my buttons. And I think it's partly because we're just crammed in such close settings for such long periods of time. Mm-hmm. And we just have personality conflicts, but I cannot help but look at like what we have created together and just be absolutely amazingly impressed. And I have to appreciate him and what he's able to help, what we together have been able to create. And so, we deal with it. And, in a way, I feel like my patience is being challenged and tested and improved because I'm with a person where we have personality conflicts.
So you have a very talented partner who views the world in an entirely different fashion than you. Almost to the point, almost to the point that you might call him insane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine what that's like.
But you have to, you know, but you create wonderful stuff together. Yeah. And yeah. What can
Otherwise,
you do, right?
You'd kick him to the curb, right?
The world
tell him to get lost.
The world
I don't need
us.
This crap in my life.
I hear you. The world needs us to work together despite all the pains and, you know, and the challenges. But frankly, it's getting better. It's getting better every day. And we've kind of figured out, like, mm-hmm. what buttons that will you know, you can push that would cause the other person, and you learn not to push those
yes.
buttons.
Like, you okay. ignore them.
I want to don't push that button, you know. And it's sort of just stuff like that we work out. And but I would say that, I mean, other than that, though, I feel
that.
Like, you know, you get a cast and crew. From what I've talked to other people, some of the people on the cast and crew have worked on others, and their opinion is that it's amazing how well everyone's getting together, along together. I mean,
and the kind of the business aspect of things is interesting. I don't know if we've mentioned this before on the air. I presume it's okay to talk about it. The idea that you're basically going to split the money with the actors after the fact. So they're
yeah, well, not
the
just
spec.
The actors. Yeah, the crew, people right. who have contributed.
Are
props.
You telling me these guys aren't getting union wages?
They're not. This is essentially. I described everyone. This is a volunteer effort. We are all working on a creative project together.
Right, because there's
all
a have chance a part you might not make any money.
I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. I think we are, but yeah, certainly we don't know. We don't know. It's the first project. If it doesn't, then the next one probably will. I think we'll learn so much from this one mm-hmm. that the next one will. I mean, I think if it doesn't make money, it will be because of business decisions and not because of it not being good. That'll be my thought. And so once we get through all the challenges of making it a really good movie, then the next challenges, and those will be big ones, will be marketing it and figuring out how to make money on it, especially when you know, we don't buy into the whole intellectual property thing.
Yeah.
But I think that can help us in many ways, especially since you're in a niche market and we're doing an independent movie. I think it hurts independent movies, intellectual property. You know, it's one of those things that, is not healthy for all the little small producers out there compared to these big corporate producers of whatever the product is.
I can imagine how
or,
difficult it would be to get Free Talk Live out there to people if we were locking down everything on our website. Like, oh, you want archives? $7 yeah. a month. Or whatever, you know, restriction you try to put down on people.
But that's just it. If you can, you know, if you have the budget, millions of dollars of budgets for like 30-second TV spots in primetime television nationwide, and you've got all the connections to get your movie released in theaters across the country, you've got all that stuff going for you, then yeah, intellectual property can serve you really well. I mean, it's like, it can probably, you know, but when you're looking to have, you know, you need to create the buzz yourself, you don't have millions of dollars to promote it or whatever, you know.
Well, you have a little
get it
radio
out there,
show.
Let everyone see it.
This little radio show can help a little bit. Of course, you've got your website as well, and kind of the Liberty Movement is obviously going to be ripe for watching this and being marketed towards. So,
yep.
You know, if you don't spend a whole boatload of money, you probably could turn a profit. We'll see.
I think so.
More coming up here. Take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Take control, and also of the website. We've got lots of different things you can do there. You can get interactive in a bunch of different ways. One of them is the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. Head on over there, get interactive with other listeners. You can talk about serious issues, fun stuff, whatever it is you want, although it is virtually unmoderated, so keep that in mind as you're surfing about. You never know what you're going to encounter there. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Tired of reading about loss of liberty? Now, for the first time, a novel showing how liberty can realistically triumph. Progress by Charles Stample. You can order a copy from Amazon, or for a free PDF of One Right Progress, a novel, at gmail.com. That's progress, a novel, at gmail.com.
So he's sending out free PDFs of his book?
Just part one. Did I say the entire thing?
I didn't. It wasn't clear.
For a free PDF of part one, you can write progressanovel@gmail.com. I read this book. You've got your copy yesterday.
I do, yeah.
I got your copy yesterday. I gave it to you today.
Okay.
And it's, you know what? I'm going to go through and read it again within the next 2 weeks, because I found some of the explanations of sort of the liberty mindset, the you know, ways that things can work, so succinct and so convincing that I want to like half memorize them for myself. It's progressanovel@gmail.com.
Succinctness is important, and that's something
it's really important.
I am always working on and not getting as much progress on as I'd like.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Here's some news out of StopTheDrugWar.org, and I'm pretty sure this story made it up on the front page of Free Talk Live as well, freetalklive.com. The story is pretty outrageous, and it really makes you wonder how many people across the country are facing a situation like this man. Chris Diaz, a Texas asthma sufferer who went to California for a medical marijuana recommendation and then got busted in June on a Texas highway with small amounts of marijuana and hashish, is facing up to life in prison. After being indicted by a Brown County grand jury, he's charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, a first-degree felony in the Lone Star State. Chris Diaz, age 20, has been jailed on $40,000 bond since the June 27th arrest. He was busted with 14 grams.
Oh, my goodness.
Of weed and hash. 14 grams.
That's not very much.
That's
very, very little.
Nothing. Nothing. I mean, that's a half an ounce. Now, if you've ever bought cannabis before, if you've been in the black marketplace and you know exactly what this is about, it's typically sold between the ranges of an eighth of an ounce to an ounce. And
I've never bought cannabis. I've never masturbated.
No, I know you're lying. The first part I might have believed.
Well, I know.
But yeah, I'm sorry. A half an ounce of weed is nothing. I mean, this is child's play as far as the amount of cannabis we're talking about here. But under Texas law, possession of less than 2 ounces of marijuana is a Class B misdemeanor, punishable by up to 6 months in jail, while possession of hashish is either a state jail felony, punishable by up to 2 years for less than a gram, or a second-class felony, punishable by up to 20 years if less than 4 grams, although probation is also possible. It's unclear exactly how much hash Diaz had. Talk about draconian. I mean, as though...
Yeah, Texas is just terrible when it comes to the criminal justice system. You know, you're walking a tightrope living in the Lone Star State. That's just all there is to it. There are so many things that are illegal in this country, mm-hmm. and Texas has the most draconian punishments of all of them. And, just good luck.
It's horrifying what they're doing here. And the idea that hash is somehow worse than marijuana is, I think, also pretty ludicrous. I mean, it's a more concentrated form of it. That is true. But it's still the same product. It's still the same chemical. The active chemical is still there.
Yeah, but the punishments aren't based on science.
No,
reason. It's based on the fact that them dirty Arabs or something have hash. Mm. Who has hash? Real Americans don't smoke hash. I've heard
that it's really healthier because you don't have to. If you are smoking it, you don't have to smoke as much for the same effect. It's healthier
point.
On your lungs and things like that.
Diaz was pulled over for an expired license tag when en route from California to Austin, and according to the DPS trooper's report, could not produce a driver's license or proof of insurance. He was then arrested for failure to identify, and during a subsequent search, police found a small amount of hashish on his person. Such a strange term, isn't it? On his person. Why not just say on his body? On his person seems so disconnected. Anyway, a search of the vehicle then turned up more hash and marijuana in a pill bottle from a California medical marijuana provider. The DPS report said the search also turned up a cell phone containing text messages referring to drug sales and a notebook with drug and law writings. Those are apparently the basis, legitimate or otherwise, for the drug distribution charge. Texas doesn't have a medical marijuana. So 14 grams of hash and pot. Are we supposed to believe this guy drove out to California from Texas so he could buy half an ounce of weed and hash so he could sell it to his buddies in Austin? Are you kidding me? I mean, if he actually did that, he is a real dum-dum. I mean, the idea that you would drive across the country in order to buy half an ounce of pot or hash,
it doesn't make
pretty
much sense to me.
I think you could mow lawns in the same time and with, you know, absent the gas money and make that much money.
Nobody's buying a half an ounce of marijuana and hash in order to drive it across the country so they can resell it to their buddies.
It doesn't matter. Once they've got their little law in place,
Texas,
it doesn't matter whether it's just.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Texas doesn't have a medical marijuana law, and its authorities...
It's not going to have one for a very long time.
Why do you say that?
Texas is a really great example, as far as I'm concerned, what I've seen going on in Texas of people getting the government they deserve. Texas is chucked full of a bunch of small-minded people that, it's like, lock them up, throw away the key. Those kind of law and order Republicans.
Texas doesn't have a medical marijuana law, and its authorities do not recognize having a recommendation from another state as a defense against prosecution. Diaz has attracted supporters both inside Texas and nationally. The Texas Coalition for Compassionate Care and a group called I Am Sovereign are publicizing the case with pressuring Brown County officialdom, and the asthmatic Diaz sits in jail in Texas awaiting trial without his medicine.
It seems so counterintuitive to me that that asthma might be in some way helped by marijuana smoke.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've heard this, though.
You've heard this?
I think we read it on the story. Read a story about it on the air, but I may be wrong.
It's the first time I've heard anything about that particular one. I would love to hear from somebody that maybe knows a little bit more. I know that marijuana, when it's studied, is really found to have some pretty amazing effects on people. People with... From everything suffering from AIDS and cancer, it helps them keep their medicines down. In some cases, you've got people with like multiple sclerosis. Let's see, what's the other one? There's a number.
Glaucoma is
a big one.
There's several types of cancer.
The shocking one is that they're discovering that it's like reducing people's chances of lung cancer.
Cancer, and I mean some of the studies that are coming out now are pretty amazing. And even in the face of all of it, in the face of all of the various scientific studies that have been done, in the face of the information from the government's own Institute of Medicine report at the turn of the century that showed that it's not a gateway drug, that the fact that it's illegal is what leads other people to do other drugs.
Because kind of like sex, if it feels good, it's bad. It's like it has all these medicinal effects that are really wonderful. Obviously, if you're feeling sick, you want to feel better. Mm-hmm. And this is a remedy that also makes you feel good, and therefore it's bad. Yeah. I mean, that's what it seems to come down to, which is how back asswards retarded is that?
It's
bad because it makes you feel good.
It's outrageous. And that these people that are looking to feel better... And I don't mean just getting high. I mean people that are trying to relieve pain and things like that. They have to skulk about. They have to buy from criminals. They have to, if they're caught, they have to go into a jail cell. It's just disgusting. 800-259-9231. And, of course, when you talk to a lot of cops, at least up here, they'll tell you that they don't think it should be illegal. But they're not willing to lift a finger to do anything to help these people or to help legalize it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products that teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control by dialing in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. 9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. Those features include everything from our news updates to listening options, archives, and more. And if you want to help support the show, well, there are different ways for you to do so. You can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com, and you'll find a whole list of different things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and thereby expose more people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to promote.freetalklive.com. Our number here, 800-259-9231.
If you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, Jurisdictionary is the course for you. It's for, of course, for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize their winning by knowing what should be done by their lawyer. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could get through it in the complete Ford CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I've taken the course, and I think it's invaluable. It's jurisdictionary.com.
Since we're talking about the cannabis issue right now, we just finished a story out of Texas where a young man is facing apparently life in prison for having a half an ounce of cannabis and hashish. So there's always stories like that happening around the country, just tragic situations that should not have happened. This young man should have been allowed to go about his life and use whatever drugs he wanted to, and it's just sad that in the so-called land of the free, it's very clearly not. But in the other news, out in Hawaii, which, by the way, we are now on the air in Maui, so again, welcome to all our listeners out there, where I would say you'd think that marijuana would be a little bit more accepted out in Hawaii. At least, certainly, there's plenty of people that talk about visiting and experiencing the wonderful marijuana, that cannabis that is grown and produced and consumed out that way. But not to the DEA. If they're operating out in Hawaii, then they're just as nasty as they ever are, wherever they turn up. And according to also to StopTheDrugWar.org, which, by the way, puts out a great weekly newsletter called The Drug War Chronicle. If you want to be kept up to date on what's going on around the world about in regards to the war on drugs, because it's not just happening here in America, it's going on in a lot of places. They really keep up to date. I mean, they give you the news from across the globe about changes in drug policy and things moving in the right direction and things moving in the wrong direction and outrages like this. Roger Christie, the founder of the Hawaii Cannabis Ministry, the THC Ministry, their website is thc-ministry.org, has been ordered held without bail after being arrested along with 13 former employees or current employees and growers by the DEA on July 8th. He and the others are charged with marijuana trafficking offenses related to their alleged distribution of marijuana as a sacrament of the ministry, the THC Ministry. Christie had been raided by the DEA in March, with agents seizing cash and marijuana at that time, but not arresting him. Federal authorities allege that after that raid, Christie recommenced his marijuana distribution at the ministry. I mean, he believes in the stuff. This is his religion. And so he kept doing what he believes in. He and others were secretly indicted last month. Federal magistrate judge...
Secret indictments. That's nice.
Against a pot grower. Federal magistrate judge Kevin Chang originally ordered Christie held without bail at federal prosecutor's request. Christie and his public defender, Matthew Winter...
Because what is the evidence that he's not going to show up for court?
I have no idea.
You know, they're getting to the point that they just want everybody held in jail.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want anybody to have the opportunity to be able to go out, look for attorneys properly,
right.
Interview attorneys properly, to be able
defender.
To earn a living, to walk their dog or do anything. The idea of jail is to take somebody who's A, too dangerous to be on the streets, or B, a flight risk. And if they're not, like a significant and real flight risk, then they shouldn't be put in jail. But what they in fact do is put anybody they darn well, just about everybody they can in.
They don't want to be hassled with this whole proving people guilty. Mm. It's a hassle, Mark.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at my case here in Keene, New Hampshire. Luckily, I'm not in a jail cell, but I am out on some pretty restrictive bail conditions after my most recent arrest. They're keeping me in my home from
which was a really absurd arrest to begin with.
Right, the arrest is absolutely outrageous. It was an illegal arrest. It was frivolous. It was targeted, but that doesn't matter. I can't prove any of that until the court trial, which isn't until December.
And you're already being punished for it. You're already under essentially a semi house arrest.
Yeah, basically. And what can I do about it? I can beg, please, master, let me out of my home at night. I mean, I could leave my home at night and, you know, skulk about and try to avoid detection by the police. If they see me out after 6 o'clock at night, they have the full permission from the man in the robe to take me and put me in a jail cell.
Yeah, they're going to do that, yeah. Likely.
So back to the case here, though. Again, according to StopTheDrugWar.org, he was ordered held without bail. They filed a motion seeking his release, citing the nonviolent nature of the offenses. Christie's long stint, because, you know, it would make sense if you were talking about some sick murderer or a crazy arsonist or somebody who's out there just destroying people or property. It makes sense to put that person in without bail. You know, that's kind of one of the points of that system and why it was created. You're talking about a guy who grows pot and smokes it in his church. So his lack of a criminal record, by the way, longstanding ties to the community, and his willingness to abstain. This isn't some shady drug dealer that's hanging out on the crack house down in the corner. This is a guy who's been around for a long time. People know Roger Christie in the area of Hawaii in which he lives.
From this distance, he kind of looks like Mark.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from on that. He's a little older, though, I think. His lack of a criminal record and willingness to abstain from marijuana use or distribution pending trial. A federal pretrial services report also recommended that Christie be freed on bail. So even some of the feds were saying the guy should be, like, let loose. But prosecutors fought back with a 46-page memorandum.
They were paid,
that's
by the
book.
Way. Yeah, they were paid by your tax dollars to write this memorandum.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do this for free. They billed these hours, and they got paid for them, and they got paid for them with your tax money.
Because Christie allegedly recommenced marijuana distribution after the March raids, that apparently made him, quote, a danger to the community and no conditions slash combinations of conditions could assure the safety of the community. The safety of the community from a man who grows one of the most benign plants that is has ever been known to man, one of the most helpful, useful medicines that has ever been known to man. This man is a danger to the community. His being outside of a jail cell is a threat to your safety if you're in Hawaii? Crazy. Does anybody actually believe this crap? Do these people, do these federal government people actually believe this stuff?
I don't know if they believe it, but they expect you to.
I just, please, if you're out there and you think that the marijuana church founder, the Hawaii Cannabis Ministry, THC Ministry, do you think this guy is somehow dangerous to the community, please call in. I want to hear from you. Please help me understand. Please, can you do that? 1-800-259-9231. I don't believe you exist. I just, it's amazing to me. How can you justify this? How could these people justify what they do to other human beings? It's so sick. What kind of mental gymnastics do they have to go through in order to justify what they do to other human beings?
That seems to me to be the source of so much evil, is this sort of elaborate justification process. You know, people, there's stuff that people want to do, and they kind of on some level know it's bad. But they concoct and contrive this elaborate justification process to do something that they just want to do, and for whatever reason.
In this case, it's getting a paycheck from the federal government. It's job. This is what I'm doing. What I'm told, just following orders.
There are people that believe that the world would be a better place if people didn't smoke marijuana and do other drugs and all those things. And I don't disagree with that. I think it may very well be true that the world,
would not be better.
Sort of a more efficient place if people didn't choose to do drugs for recreational purposes.
If I never smoked marijuana, however, I wouldn't be here today.
Okay. Why is that?
It was the marijuana that, I guess it was the fact that it was illegal. but if I had never tried marijuana, I probably would not have, I certainly would not have been led into the liberty movement in the same way that I was.
Okay, I thought here meant on this planet.
I mean here as in this room doing this radio
show. I'm sure there are people that can claim that marijuana has saved them and that they would have committed suicide otherwise, too. I think that there's people out there that will claim that, and that's... It's all fine. I just think that there are people out there that don't mind, that like the idea that nobody does drugs.
More coming up here. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Of course, a lot of those people, Mark, are probably drinking tonight.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.